If you've ever been lost, a road sign can usually tell you where you are. Not because it has, like, the names of places on it. No, but because those names are written in a particular typeface. Is it Caractère? That's a French road sign. Turn? You're in Austria. Highway Gothic? Probably America. Clearview? Well, actually, that's also America. You might have not realized this because you have, like, a job or a girlfriend or whatever, but the United States actually has two official road sign typefaces. They probably both look familiar to you, and you might have never even realized that they were different. But while these two typefaces look a whole lot alike, there's been a decades-long debate over which one we should actually be using. A question wrapped up in science, spectronomy, and national politics. But how did we end up with two, and which one actually is better? This story starts, like any good story, with Dwight D. Eisenhower announcing his plan to rapidly expand the US interstate system in 1956. With 41,000 miles of road to lay, they would need to have standards, and one of those standards was what the signs were supposed to look like. In the early days of American motorways, road signs were far from standardized. They weren't even put there by the government. Most of America's earliest road signs were built voluntarily by local auto clubs. These signs were generally hand-painted, and the letters looked like whatever the person painting them could paint. So when it came time to pick a typeface for our nation's highways, they sort of just went with whatever. And whatever, in this case, was Highway Gothic. It was a slightly modified version of standard die-cast letters, and they never bothered testing it, but it was a hell of a lot better than just letting some bozo paint whatever they wanted. Now, despite the fact that very little thought went into designing it, Highway Gothic turned out to be pretty effective. There's a reason it managed to stick around for so many decades. It can be read quickly, from a far distance, and even in unpredictable conditions. Unlike a traditional typeface, the letter forms are extra bold and spaced far apart. Any difference between two similar-looking characters is clearly distinguished using chamfered edges. A lowercase L, for example, is clearly different from an uppercase I. All this makes sense for a decent typeface, but where Highway Gothic starts to fail is here, and here, and here, and here. What's the problem with all of these? Well, it's kind of complicated. You see, one of the few things that Highway Gothic was designed to do was to accommodate a very particular technology that is now obsolete. For many decades, the only way to make road signs readable at night was with this stuff, button copy. Essentially, little reflective buttons that would be placed along the letters of a sign, which would light up in a car's headlights and make the text readable. One particular version of Highway Gothic, E-modified, was specifically created to be chunky enough to accommodate these buttons, and ultimately became one of the most commonly used versions of the typeface on signs all across America. Why didn't they just make the buttons smaller instead of making the letters thicker? I honestly don't know, and everyone involved with this decision is now probably dead, and I'll go on record by saying I'm glad they're dead, because this ended up becoming a huge problem. Fast forward to today. Button copy is still sometimes used on road signs. It's not completely extinct, but it's been mostly replaced by this stuff, retroreflective sheeting. This makes the whole sign reflective, which is nice, very cool, but not if you're trying to read Highway Gothic Series E modified at night. You see, the chunkiness of the letters, a chunk meant to accommodate the buttons that aren't even there anymore, has a problem. It suffocates the interior spaces of many of the letters. When you shine a light directly on these letter forms, especially from afar, you get what's called a halation effect, where the light blooms and makes the edges of the letter fuzzy. With such small interior spaces, letters like A, E, and O all start to look the same, and now you've gotten off the highway because you thought you were going to a city called Beston, which sounds awesome, clearly named after the fact that it's the best, but actually you're going to Boston, a city that is, and I cannot stress this enough, not the best. By the 1990s, it was becoming clear that